Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Oh, hi. This is Tina from Local Splash. I think that George had trouble transferring the call, so he asked me to call you back.
I was looking for the email that you said it was going to be sent, but I didn't see anything.
Okay. Let's see here. Login credentials, to advanced reporting. There it is. Here we go. It's hightimetreeservice@gmail.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, so I sent that to you, and then you should be able to go on there. Matter of fact, I think I had a different account in front of me when I talked to you earlier, because I said it was $15, but this says it's $299, and the account's under Marla K. Fletcher. So I think I was just looking at a wrong account. No wonder why I didn't have the correct email address in front of me.
I was actually just on the, on my Local Splash account.
On your dashboard?
And yeah, on my dashboard, yeah. And for the last month, the status is up to date. So before this ends, I want to, or before this new next period starts, I want to finish the service. I don't want it anymore.
I see. But you want to take advantage of the rest of the month that you paid for, correct?
No.
Oh, okay. So, the payment still didn't go through, though. That's the problem. So right now it's past due for $299, and it would, you know, reoccur another charge on December 19th. So we have to get the updated payment in order to cancel it, because in the terms, you guys agreed to a month-to-month subscription that will auto-renew each month on the 19th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior.
Let me... One second, don't go away.
No, I won't. I'll wait for you. Take your time. No worries.
Stop. Go. Don't eat your food.
It's July, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, the payment was done.
Okay, perfect. So then let me...
Let me refresh
my screen and make sure that it got through, and then we can cancel it. No problem. One second here. When you tried to process it, I see that you changed it to a visa ending in 1635, but it's saying CVV error. So the payment failed. And that means that there's a problem with either the expiration month, year, or code on the back. So I see 7 of 29 for the expiration. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then 048 on the back?
Okay, let me try this again.
Yeah, it could be that maybe, I know those numbers on the back sometimes get rubbed off and they're hard to read, so maybe there's a different code or something.
The details, like the first name, does it have to be the name on the card?
It should absolutely match the name on the card, but that's not the error that I'm getting with the payment. The error is saying it's a CVV error, which means that it's either the month, the year, or the code on the back.
Okay. Company name, doesn't matter, phone, address, city, visa, is this a visa? Yeah. Okay, CVV, it's updated, July 29, save. Okay, now I press pay, right?
Yes, go ahead and press pay.
Okay,
and then
done.
Done. Okay, good. So let me refresh on my end and double check that. Excellent. It went through this time. Okay, perfect. So you're all good to go. Now, I want to give you an option only because I'm looking at the leads on your dashboard, and they're not all spam callers. I see that there was someone sending in a message, I need a quote at 74 Contour Drive, all the trees I want cut down. I see Polly Rawls from Atlanta. There was Glenn Gordon cleaning out my backyard area and shed.
From all the leads that we reached out to all of them, and
yeah.
That Glenn Gordon, yes, we actually went to his property, but his cleanup that he wanted was cutting trees and so on, and he didn't decide on doing anything. So,
oh, I see.
Yeah.
So he just wanted to look into it, but he wasn't ready to hire someone.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So I want to give you an option, if I may, only because you've been with us for 8 months, and if you cancel this, it'll unravel everything that we've done. So one thing we could do, if you wanted to, is your program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. You could take those off, and that would lower your subscription moving forward to $199 monthly. And then what I could do is push that next billing out on the back end 30 days from today's date, which means you would be paid until December 24th. In the interim, during this month between now and December 24th, I would have the technicians go into your account and do a complete performance update and see if there's any updates that they could, you know, program in for you that will give you better performance. One of them would be ramping up your weekly posts. Like right now, I see that we make a post for you once every week. I would probably boost that up to three times a week. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we would do a post on your Google page to make you more relevant and give you better results. And then one thing you guys could do on your end would be to work on getting some more five-star reviews. You have an excellent, impeccable five-star rating on Google, but you don't have anything fresh posted on there since May of this year. So sometimes that'll affect you. You know, if there's companies up there next to you that have a lot of fresh stuff being posted about them, and then you have, you know, an older review from May, sometimes that would affect you. So I could also send you a review generator email that would say, you know, thank you for using It's High Time Tree service. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you, you know, a couple of people filling that out to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google and, you know, get a stronger return.
Okay, I have a quick question. What ad are y'all sending out every week?
It's the same.
It's the same ad, right? A before and after picture, and that's it.
Let me look here on the post. 1 second here. I was just on that page, and then I clicked out of it. Posts. It looks like they're varying. There's Fall in Love with Your View again. It's High Time Tree Service. As the Leaves Change in Carrollton, Noonan, Peachtree City, and beyond, it's perfect time to manage your trees for better safety. Our expert team is ready to help clear, trim, and treat your tree needs to enhance your property's natural beauty. Don't let overgrown branches block your autumn skies. So, and then the next one was freshly mulched and ready for fall. We're proud to show our latest project, Got Trees That Need Some TLC. So these are all alternating, and they have
a
different
question.
Yeah.
Because the only one that I've received that y'all are actually posting is just the before and after picture, nothing else, just that. Is there any
was
way,
that on
or
Facebook
been,
or was
when
that
I
on
been
Google?
Getting,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I haven't been getting anything sent to me as far as what changes y'all, what the new ad or whatever is.
Let me show you real quick. Yeah, I'm going to, you know that email that I just sent your husband where he paid? You guys should already be on the dashboard because he went in and he clicked to update the billing. But at the top, there's a tab that says home, leads, website, listings, Google Insights. If you go to the second to the last tab, it'll say posts. And you click on that.
Right.
And then you scroll down this page.
Both.
And
yeah.
You can see they're already scheduled. It looks like they're actually scheduled for twice a month. I see a December 24th, a December 17th, a November 26th, but November 19th, November 12th, November 5th.
It doesn't
show anything.
Oh, did you click on post?
I am on the local splash
dashboard.
And I clicked on post. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you scroll down
move.
A little bit? Because it
I
says
did scroll
post.
Down.
Oh, you did? Okay. So do me a favor. At the very top,
no, that's
there should
what I just said.
Oh.
Yeah, there should be a little blue button at the top that says switch to old view.
Huh? Oh, okay.
Do you see that? Switch to old view.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then once that loads, you'll see the same tabs, home, leads, website. Go to the second to the last tab from here that says posts. And tell me if you're seeing something now.
So I have to press the three lines, the three dots, right?
Are any of them videos?
No, they don't do video posts. They just do what the whole purpose behind it, Marla, is to make your business more relevant. And so if they're going on here twice a month and making these posts, Google starts recognizing you more as a credible business, and you get better rankings. So with videos, they because they're streaming, hard to put content on them that the Google web crawlers would recognize. Because let's say someone's in your backyard and they type in tree removal or stump grinding or something like that,
mm-hmm.
because we're making these posts that are all heavy in those keywords, Google will recognize you and you'll come up, right? But with a video, it would just be streaming, and Google doesn't know if you're a tree service or if you're a plumber or if you're an electrician. You know what I mean? So that's why it's best to have like...
But
yeah. Mm-hmm.
What I'm concerned is it's the same pictures.
I think I've given y'all several pictures. You know, even on, I post on Facebook quite a bit.
Yes.
You know, do I need to send y'all some updated photos that's better looking? I mean, those are before and after, which are awesome because it does show a good difference.
Yes.
But I also have some other where it's mulching, where it's, you know, doing the stump grinding. So it depending.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would. Yeah, because I always tell people that the more proactive you are with your account, the better results that you'll get. So if you have some fresh photos of mulching and stump grinding and other services, absolutely mm-hmm. send those over to us because we can start incorporating those into your posts. Also, these posts that we're making, they're making just generically based on the keywords that we have. But you could also just send us a little note with your pictures and say, hey, could you put in there that there's a special running for Black Friday? Or could you put in there that we have, you know, 5% off for a new customer or 10% off for a veteran? Or, you know, you could do like customized posts too if you wanted to, and we would build those based on your specific needs. But usually if we don't hear from a client, we'll just do them kind of generically. But you can put a lot of neat things into the post if you wanted to that will, you know, kind of drive traffic.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll have to look back, but I know I have sent over more pictures because I was like, y'all are using the same ones. Why don't y'all use different ones? And, you know, and provided them. So that's why I keep seeing the same thing and nothing different. So that's
so if you want to see the pictures that we have right now, you could go to on the dashboard, the last tab that says business info.
Okay.
And then when you click on that, scroll all the way to the bottom. And you'll see your logo, a cover photo, business photos, even videos. But, if you want to add you to it, rather than emailing them over to us, you can just click on the little blue cross here and put click here to add photos. And then you can put your fresh photos here. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where
and then you can
drag
even,
and drop files here.
Yep. Right. Drag and drop files. You can even put the photos in the order that you want them to be used. So, you know, let's say mm-hmm. that you're like, oh, these are all the same ones that you used before. Then when you upload your new photos, drag those all to the front so that they'll be the first ones used in the next fresh post. You know what I mean? So they mm-hmm. would absolutely, yeah, use this content if you update something from here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
So I assume
I think that's where there's videos. Mm-hmm. I've added some videos.
Yeah,
but, yeah,
I see the videos too. Yeah, so please update anything that you'd like and, you know, we'll start incorporating that and then we'll start the fresh posts 3 times a week rather than 2x a month. And then on your end, if you get a fresh 5-star rating here and there, that's going to help you tremendously. And just so you know, as a side note, anybody that can vouch for your business can write a review for you. So it could even be a friend or a relative or a colleague. I always say if it is a friend or a relative, obviously don't have them lie and say, you know, they did the most beautiful job removing my tree if they didn't, you know, if you didn't do it.
Right.
But they can absolutely say, you know, It's High Tree Time Service is a trusted business in the community. They have so many years of industry expertise. They're honest. They're fair. Don't hesitate to hire them because all of that's true if they know you, right? And then they can mm-hmm. put in the 5 stars and then boom, now you're getting, you know, even more relevant to Google, but you're also elevating your comfort level with new clients that are using you, you know, because they see those fresh reviews coming in more consistently. So I'm sending you guys that email and it's going to be hyperlinked to your Google listing. So all you have to do is copy and paste the bottom part and send it to some of your past and present clients. And then all they have to do is click on the button in order to leave you a review. It's already going to be linked to your page.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So you're going to send that so we can go ahead and get that sent out.
Yes,
and
please
then
do.
Go ahead and add some more pictures.
Yep. Yep, and now you have a good place to add them. Right. Anything
okay.
you update on the dashboard, they're automatically sent to our technicians, and they're updated on your campaign within 1 to 3 days. And the good news is we're on the West Coast, so it's only 8 in the morning here. So if you have time
mm-hmm.
to send over some fresh stuff now, they can even start
yep.
updating that today. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, so questions. Since you're going to keep this going or at least take advantage of the next month, I'm going to push the billing out to the 24th. Do you want to keep it at the $299 with the Facebook ads, or should we take those off and just make it $199 moving forward? My advice would be to take them off, and here's why. The Facebook ads are excellent in the beginning to give you more exposure and make you more relevant. But once you're ranking on Google, you really don't need those anymore because more people will come off the first page of Google.
Did you want
to what I mean by that is statistically speaking, 87% of consumers, when they conduct a search online, will hire off the first page of Google, right? So that means
mm-hmm.
if you look at Facebook, your husband said Yelp had recently charged you a boatload of money. And
mm-hmm.
then let's say Thumbtack, Angie's, Yellow Pages, all these other sources, and you combine them into one bucket. Since 87% will hire off of Google, that only leaves 13% that are going to go to those other sources, right? So yes. Facebook ads are excellent in the beginning until you're ranking to get you some results quicker. But now that you are ranking on Google and you're going to be sending over fresh content and we're going to beef up the posts for you 3 times a week and you're going to work on those reviews, I think that that's going to give you such a stronger presence on Google that you probably don't need the Facebook ads anymore. You know what I mean? But absolutely, if you want to keep them, we can. It's up to you.
Well, I post on Facebook. I do post and ads. So I don't think
you
need Facebook.
Oh, I didn't know you did separate Facebook ads. Yeah, so then that's even more reason that you don't need to duplicate it with us. We don't need to run ads for you and then you're running ads yourself. So I'll at least take those off, and I'll push your next billing out 30 days. So either way, you guys are paid in full until December 24th. And I'm so confident that you're going to see such better results this month that you're probably going to want to keep it. But remember, you still are on a month-to-month subscription. So if for some reason you still want to cancel closer to December 24th, just call us a couple of days ahead of time, and that way you won't have to worry about any further charges. But again, I'm pretty confident you're going to want to keep it.
So taking those off, so you're saying just keep Google. How much is that then?
That's just $199 monthly.
So it takes $100 off, taking off Yelp and
yeah.
Facebook ads.
The thing, when I look for it in Google, I don't see us that.
Yeah. You don't see us on Google?
No.
So
yeah.
Google changes the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So if you're not finding yourself right now, it could just be because of the problem with the payment, because today's the 24th, the payment was due on the 21st. Google could have made 15 or 20 updates. That's why when you have our service, you have a team of technicians here.
No, that's a good sales pitch, because even if the payment was incorrect for the last several days, I'd never see, when I try three service near me or three service Noonan, Georgia, there's several dead and we are not even on the list.
I see. Question.
Even
how far is Noonan from Grantville, because we have a Grantville address from when we set you up. That's
1 mile.
Oh,
one
okay,
mile.
Good. Well, then that shouldn't affect you. You should still be able to put tree service near me. Okay, So again, I'm sending your account over to the technician so that they can do a performance check on it and just make sure. Let me just check if I put in, I'll put in Tree Service Grant Bill since that's the address and see if I see that you guys are ranking. Let's see. Yeah, it could be because of the problem that we had with the payment, honestly, but I'd want to double check.
No, you've been paid on time all these months, and just because this last time I've never seen the, and you guys always ask, oh, we need about 90 days to make the thing, the magic work, that's all fine and dandy, but all other companies that we know, even the 7703 guy,
yeah,
he's not here in the area. He's not here in the area. He's far away from here, and he's the first guy appearing there. I understand. Probably he pays more. Like. My local
he's
three
doing
man,
Google guaranteed
service.
Leads. That's why he's coming up at the top. That's a new program that Google rolled out about last year in May. And what it is, and we have it available too, by the way, but what it is you have to pass a background check in order to participate. So you guys are licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what you mean. We are,
yeah, it's called local service ads, right?
We are killing trees, okay? So we didn't pass the background check. It's okay. I don't think
because you're killing trees. That's funny.
I don't think this. You can put note there that at the end of this period, we won't continue the services unless something changes, because at this point we get no benefit from the $300 every month. We get more work with our ads. We get more work with our personal ads, and we get more work with our mouth-to-mouth than with whatever money we are spending in advertisement. So you can put a note there, and I'm assuming, wait, James Osley. James Osley. I'm getting a phone call. I know the name, but I have to.
So real quick, I just want to let you know that I can't just put a note here that it'll automatically cancel. You have the option to either cancel it now or take advantage of the rest of the month that you're paying for and then call us before December 24th if that's what you still want to do. But they don't, I mean, if I put a note here, people will see it, but that won't automatically cancel the account. You'd still have to call us to cancel it. You know?
Yes.
So if you could send yourself a reminder, maybe about December 20th, just to circle back to the account and see the results and see if you still want to cancel at that time, okay?
And if you can just double check, because we keep checking as far as on Google and really haven't seen anything. And we haven't really been getting the leads, and so it's like for the money that we've been spending, it hasn't panned out as far as being in our favor.
Let me look.
So that's what we're looking at.
Oh, absolutely, I understand. So let me just see one thing. Okay, I'm looking.
Beneficial. That's what I was looking. The word.
Yeah.
Beneficial for.
Well, I want to make sure that you guys are getting the most bang for your buck, too. You know what I mean? So that's why, you know, I always say.
We were with Angie's. We were with Angie's, and it was the same thing. But the majority of their leads were shit.
it was not true. They would say, we never requested anything. I don't know why I'm getting these calls. And yeah, and that's frustrating when you're, so then you're a pest to somebody instead of trying to help somebody.
Yeah.
And, so we quit Angie's because of that.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah, we deal with a lot of their clients, and I've heard horror stories with that particular service. So it's not the first time I've heard stories like that. So that's
right.
Because they're
just kind of puts a bad taste in your mouth, you know. So then you really don't trust where your money's actually going. It's like, okay,
right.
Are they giving all the leads to somebody else, or are we actually getting leads? You know, what is this company doing? So
yes,
That's our predicament.
Well, as long as you go on your dashboard and you click on Google Insights and you can see that number keeps growing now that we're going to, you know, put some more revisions into place, I would think that it's going to work very, very well for you. But, you know, like I said, if for some reason it doesn't, no problem. Just kind of circle back to it maybe around December 20th. And you know, mm-hmm. if you're not happy at that point, call me and we'll cancel it that day. It's not a problem.
Do you want to put a reminder?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that way you'll take advantage of
the
rest of the month.
24th.
I'm fine with
it. Exactly. Yep, I just pushed the next billing out to the 24th, so you're all good to go until that day. And I also left the Facebook ads on for now just so that you can take advantage of that fresh batch of ads that you just paid for. You don't need to duplicate those moving forward, so if you continue, you know, I'll make sure to take those off. But for now, mm-hmm. I want to make sure that you at least get that fresh batch, you know, the benefit of having that too, you know.
Okay.
And
then
I'll
go ahead and send over some new photos as well. So maybe that'll make a bit of difference as well. So we'll see.
Absolutely. Yep. That's the one thing or the two things you can do on your end is, you know, send over fresh content and also start working on getting some more reviews. And then on our end, we'll, you know, beef up the posts and do a lot of performance updates. And I know that this is going to start working very well for you, which is probably good because this is probably a slower season for tree service, right? Because it's getting colder.
It is, but it's actually a good time to do tree service because the leaves are off and it's a lot easier to fell a tree and trim because all of the extra branches are out of the way. So,
excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Okay. Well, good. I'm happy that it's going to help you during a good time to do it then. So that's really good. I'll put some notes in here too, just so that we're aware of that. And then my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So, you know, if you have any questions moving forward, feel free to, you know, reach out to me.
Okay. All right. I got that written down, Tina.
Okay. Excellent. Okay.
All right. Well, I have the 24th set, and I will send over some pictures, and hopefully we can see some changes, and it'll be beneficial for both of us.
Yep, it will. Thank you so much for taking care of that payment, and have a really happy Thanksgiving to both of you as well.
Thank you, Tina. Have a good week.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.